I fell in love with Lucy, with her pluralities. And each of these pieces is a meditation on one of those aspects. While you listen to this first essay, I invite you to find its collage, to touch the stone of the Rosenhaus. And when you have your impression of this place, move on toward the next essay, letting the sounds of Lucy's recordings accompany you. Trailing against, I catch. Trailing against this roughness, I catch a thread frayed loose. Some tendril or remembering. Not mine, but belonging to, locus, I catch, trailing against this roughness. Filament so gossamer. I stop breathing. When it lifts. Trace its drifting to the tapestry of echoes. Whisper to the tapestry of echoes. Whispers woven through.
Other countries and other centuries as we come in the heavy Gothic door.
A chronology of her selves.
Artists about to go on the stage at the music room, but as we see the steps and door leading to
her, an exquisite needlework embroidery on silk, representing Christ betrayed by the crucifixion. On the pedestal at the right of the stage, a fine bronze portrait head of Walter Rosen, by the distinguished American sculptress, Malvina Hoffman, surveys the room he built and
learned. This is one of those intricately carved and gilded pieces of furniture with all sorts of scenes painted and double panes of glass. It is a most interesting and beautiful piece of work, but it is so large that all of it couldn't be even
whispers woven through. I catch.